Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, in the lockbox this morning. Oh, my goodness. $579,957. That'll give you a little positive boost early in the morning.
It's true, David. At a time when positive boosts are hard to come by, and believe me, they are in this world and in this country right now, it is wonderful to know that we have a radio station. We have one thing that people feel they can do something about, and the money is coming in at a very comfortable rate, not comfortable enough till we're done, but people are doing their thing because they think they are part of something stronger and bigger than themselves alone. We'll be here for you from the people who come in and make great sacrifices. Do it. People like yourself or Heather on the board or Big Mike on the board or all the good people who are putting themselves out to make this thing really work. And I'm so pleased that we have come to a point where it doesn't take much. And there are lots of people who want to offer challenges and who want to say, look, if you can raise so much, I'll give you so much. Those offers are coming in. And we can only thank those folks because they know something is really afoot here. So we're pleased as we can be in this dark and terrible time when so many people are perishing, dying. We have a president of the United States who is more determined to open up his reelection campaign and to get things going again. And yet we have experts coming on the television as we speak, people who ran the most important health agencies in the country saying things like, this thing may be with us for several years, 3 years we're now hearing. We're hearing that if we throw it all away and we open things up too fast, we are risking a second wave of this pandemic. So it is a time that each of us has to look inward and outward, help our neighbors, help our friends, help our families, of course, and help this radio station, which is so important to our social intercourse, our ability to talk to each other and support each other.
WAMC.org.
That's right, David. After 9 o'clock, if you want to call, it's 1-800-323-9262. But don't do it before 9 o'clock. The main way to do it, it's not that hard. You go to WAMC.org and you follow the prompts and you can put your money in that way. And that's the way a good deal of this has been happening. And we so appreciate everybody understanding.
WAMC.org is how to do it. Well, the other push-me-pull-you part of this, the health of people or the economy. And you've been talking about this for a while now. You have this headline, Trump economy faces long-term disaster. Its jobs data loom, perhaps the worst since the 1930s. The figures will show Americans who have and will lose their livelihoods as common victims of the most cruel public health crisis in 100 years, says CNN, along with the sick and more than the 73,000 who have died. The implications aren't just the U.S. It's worldwide. The European Union now facing its worst recession ever.
No question, David. The economy is what it's about. This president thought he would float to re-election or that he could win re-election despite all of his mistakes, let's just put it that way. He could win re-election based on the fact that people say, okay, well, you know, my 401k is doing well. I don't want to fool with success. But now that's all out the window. Now he has a real problem. It's his problems as a person who is trying to run a country in his own image rather than what's good for people, in my opinion. Nevertheless, most polls show him losing by 6 points. That's not a lot. There are an awful lot of people who are saying no matter what he does, we're for him. This reminds me of other times in other places. I'm not going to go further than that.
And all while we're being, you might say, in some ways distracted by the coronavirus, you've had all along intelligence officials say Russia's still at and other countries are still at trying to affect the elections again.
Well, we have no doubt about it. Our intelligence community is saying that. And now, of course, we have a pretty good idea of what they're doing and how they're doing it. We don't always, but quite frequently, we are told that they get involved and they put out false messages and other things that will inflame certain segments of the population. We know that. The idea of the now defunct Soviet Union now being run by who? Vladimir Putin, the old KGB colonel in his own image, which happens to coincide in some ways with Trump. We know that because the Russian interference has been developed and aimed at reelecting Trump and getting Trump elected in the first place.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok with us. Well, it's real simple. It's our station, WAMC.org.
This is a time, David, for great courage on all people's parts. We need to have courage. We need to be able to say there are institutions that we have made that we want to keep. We want to keep an American democracy. We want to keep American elections. We want to keep the peaceful transference of power. And we want freedom of information. We want to know what's happening, and we need somebody and something that will come along and tell us what is facing us as we go through the trials and tribulations of everyday life here. WAMC is that in a way that is extraordinary. So in the end, what really, really will help is if everybody gets on a telephone or goes to WAMC.org, the best way to do it that we know, or put something in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue. Now, if I haven't said it enough, I want to say it again and again and again. Two things. One, not everybody in this terrible time can do it, and we're hearing from an awful lot of people who say, let me give you a little extra to make up for the people who can't do it. Yeah, people can't do it, and we want them to listen, and we want them to enjoy the radio station, and we're here for them. I want that known. Number two, I want to make it clear that we're going to make this, that we are going to prevail. We have always prevailed, the WAMC crowd, and we'll do it again this time. Just have confidence, everybody. We'll make it.